Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oteris, now.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Faux show.
I'm not sure you want that to go on there.
No, I totally do. I need people to know my hip hop roots.
Yes. That's what they are.
You know, I actually
Hip Hop Anonymous.
I have a friend that actually was shocked that I listened to Metallica. That was a shock to him.
That's cool.
All right, we'll move on. Anyway, so what we're here to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, you know, for those of you guys, I bet, Angela, I don't know if you know this or not, but people actually just started listening to our podcast for the first time. And I know that because we were just looking at this too, is that in the last couple months, our podcast downloads have skyrocketed. Why do you think that is?
Not sure.
Me neither. Okay. So I think the biggest thing to take away from this is that for sure we have people who've never listened to our show before now listening to for the first time. And remember how when we used to do the podcast, how we would start out explaining what our podcast is about?
Yeah.
I feel like it's morphed a little bit over the last 6 months.
I'm glad, because I kind of got tired of that. This podcast is all about being real. Like you would say it every single time. So I'm glad.
Okay. So anyway, actually I was going to ask you to tell or talk about what this podcast is about. Like, I was going to ask you to do that. And you're just like, that's stupid. And I'm like,
I'm just in a rotten mood. That's all.
Yeah, you're in a rotten mood.
Oh, don't agree.
No, you're not in a rotten mood. Stop using the Jedi mind trick on me, Angela. Well, I do want to talk about something that happened today in our house. Today's Sunday, and a few of our kids weren't feeling well, so they didn't go to church, and I stayed home. And a few of our kids were feeling well with you, went to church. But while you were gone, I noticed that there were like a bunch of dishes in the dishwasher. Sorry, in the sink,
mm-hmm.
Not in the dishwasher.
Not in the dishwasher.
And so one of our children got in trouble today. And this is a network marketing lesson. One of our children got in trouble with me today. I just about had it. All right. For those of you guys who are parents, I'm not trying to be politically correct with this. I'm just going to be honest.
I'm so over political correctness anyway. So.
Yeah, it's a joke. Anyway, so what happened was I just said, hey, guys, mom and the others are at church. Let's clean the house while they're gone. And she goes, what?
Oh, the heck you say. Our child would never do that.
This is our beautiful daughter, Sutton.
Sutton? I thought you said it's Brooklyn.
No, we're going to get to Brooklyn in a second. But she literally just goes, what? Like,
it was... I don't know where she gets that drama.
It was just like, I mean, imagining like a giant snake coming out of my eyeball. Like, that's what it sounded like. It was a freak out, and I lost it. I literally dragged her upstairs. You're going to your room, and you're going to stay in here until you realize I am sick and tired of hearing you say, what? Every time I ask you to do something, I lost it. Locked her in a room, I think, for like a good hour. Anyway, I just, you know, with our kids, I send them to a room until they have the guts to come back.
Which, Sutton's gutsy. She usually is back down in there in 2 minutes.
It took her about 30 on this one. All right, that's how I know I got to her. But anyway, while she was gone, wonderful angel child number two comes to me and goes, but Dad, we just cleaned yesterday. Why do I have to do this again? And I'm just like, look at this. And I literally go and I grab this bowl that was, there was like four cereal bowls sitting in the sink and a dishwasher that's fully empty.
Fully empty.
It was empty. It was completely empty. I grabbed the one bowl and I said, let me ask you something. When you're done with this bowl, is it easier to just throw it into the sink or is it easier to just look? And I opened up the dishwasher, put it in the dishwasher and closed the dishwasher. I said, what's easier? She's like, the first one. And I was like, I wanted to smack her. Yes, I know that's easier, but Brooklyn, look at this. Look how much time it's going to take me to put all five of these bowls in the dishwasher now that you and everybody else saved 3 seconds of your life to put it in the sink instead of the dishwasher. And she didn't speak after that. But, oh yeah, I was triumphant in the conversation over the tent with the nine-year-old. I dominated that nine-year-old in that conversation. Anyway, but my point is, and what we're going to talk about here today is I was trying to teach the kids, like, look, bottom line is that if I don't clean this kitchen right now, and we all know this, what's going to happen, Angela, tomorrow?
It's going to happen all over again.
And how much more work is it going to be?
More work. It's just going to double itself.
Oh, my gosh. In this house with 6 children, and you and me, okay, mm-hmm. Not you, me,
seven,
also
seven
adding...
children.
Yes.
7 children.
It's like an hour job, an hour long job. If we don't spend 15 minutes and just clean it, just put it away, just do it. I don't care. I know you don't want to, but you just have to do it. It has to get done.
Right.
And the conversation with Brooklyn was like, look, whether you want to or not, it is going to get done. And the bottom line is that if I'm going to be doing it all, you're not going to get the benefit of anything in this house. You're going to be stuck in your room all day. So if you want to play video games today, or you want to watch TV, or do anything fun, you're going to work your butt off this morning. And I only want the work to be done in an hour. That's it. You have the rest of the day to have a good time. And finally she came around. She wiped down counters, helped me pick up. 2 of my kids vacuumed to different rooms. I did the dishes. I actually enjoyed doing the kitchen and the dishes. I actually like wiping down counters, but we did that. I swept. We even did a little bit of mopping. We rocked it. We got it all done. When you got home, all we were doing was making lunch/dinner. But my point is that it was fun once it was done. What I want to talk about tonight is how easily this can become a network marketing conversation.
Please.
By the way, do you ever lose it with the kids when it comes to this whole what?
Yes. Thing? All the time. It's a very peaceful home we live in.
Yeah, I hope people don't think that, like, oh, 6 kids. It must be so fun and nice.
I don't think anybody in their right mind thinks that. Let's be honest. Nobody thinks that. They look at you like you're crazy. Like,
I get that.
What happened? Why? Why did you do that?
Oh, well, that's a way to go. What was his name? I don't remember. The comedian would say, oh, well, that's one way to do it. We have 6 children. Oh, well, that's an interesting way to live your life.
It's true.
Yes. So anyway...
It's
for
rough.
You, it's yeah, it is rough.
It's but, rough, and it sucks sometimes.
And, you know, because I get it. No, nobody wants to do this work. And when one child looks at another child, that's another thing that's important. But when one child looks at another one and neither of them want to do it, it's like their commitment to not doing it just doubled.
It's true.
You know, and then the other ones are just like, you know what? If she's not going to do it, then I'm not either. This is awful. Why did they get to have all this fun and not do anything? Well, I have to work my butt off.
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. I hope you guys are listening to this and thinking, oh my gosh, I've said that in my network marketing business. Why is it they just seem to just have people flowing into their business and I have to beg and plead just to get one person to just enroll without any product?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So tell me about this, Angela. What about this is a network marketing lesson? It's a network marketing opportunity, because here we are, we're doing the podcast, and you know, we do these every week, and we don't always want to do
you
a podcast.
Do. You always energize our podcast bunny.
Okay, you talk now. I've been talking for a very long time, and people are probably sick of me. When is Angela getting? Is this the Eddie show?
Nobody says that. I honestly, if I'm honest, I don't want to be doing this right now.
You don't want a podcast right now. In fact, that's what we were talking about earlier. Why not make this a lesson? Let's talk about this. Why should we do this podcast every single week? I mean, we get people that when we don't do them, or if we miss a week, we get emails. Sometimes we'll get messages, and sometimes we'll get a little notification from Podomatic saying, somebody is requesting an episode. And I got to tell you guys, I absolutely love it. I love when you guys do that because, again, it just confirms that what we're doing here is helping. But that's not always easy, is it? Because we have to come up with subjects every week.
And we have to sit here and talk where we could be watching Netflix.
What shows do you would you rather be watching right now, by the way?
This Is Us.
Has anybody seen this show, This Is Us?
It's so good.
By the way, if you have not watched the show, This Is Us, I wish we had some kind of affiliate link to them because it's good. It is so good. But getting back to the subject of doing what you need to do even when you don't want to.
Right.
What is it like for you when it comes to... Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna push on some of your sensitive buttons here.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy. Can you remember many times when doing this business when you just didn't want to?
Yeah. I think you have that every day. There's a lot of times where you just don't want to do it. You don't want to do it at all. You don't want to make the calls. You don't want to get on mentor calls. You don't want to mentor. You don't want to be mentored. You don't want to post and you don't want to teach classes and you don't want to talk to people. You don't want to hand out samples and you don't want to do it anymore. You just want to sit back on all your hard work and let the cash roll in. And it's just not how it works.
Does the cash roll in when you're not doing anything?
No. You don't get something for nothing. It doesn't work out that way.
This is one of the biggest things that people think about network marketing is that you get to work, and then just kick back and let all the cash flow in.
No. In fact, I just got a message from one of our companies, Presidential Diamonds, top position in the company, and she had all these things going on in the month that I asked her a question about, and she's top in the company. You don't sit back ever. And it's true that in the beginning you do the hard things. You do the things you don't want to do, but you're getting the things that other people aren't because they're not willing to do those things. You're achieving the success that other people are missing out on when you do those things. You know, in basketball, I remember one of my friends, not me, when practice was over, I was done. But she had a goal to be the first to come and the last to leave. You know, while other people were done, she was still practicing. She ended up being one of the best players in the country because of it. So you do the things that other people don't want to do. That's why you have the size of the business that other people don't have.
You know, it was, when we had this, for those of you guys who live near Pechanga, I'm sorry, live near Temecula in California, every month we have a big event that anybody and everybody is invited to. It's a really great event. But we just had our last event for November yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
And Sharla Snow, who is, I just adore up and down. I mean, she's just amazing. She taught closing, how to close a class.
Yeah.
Well, she basically taught the whole structure of the class. But when she got into closing, and I was so lucky that she came over to me and we kind of role played how she would close a class with me. So I was like the customer or whatever, and she was the person hosting the class. And she taught us all step by step how to do it. It's amazing. But I watched her go through it, and I can just see her looking me in the eyes and being totally sincere and honest, as if I was somebody who was looking for solutions to get, you know, involved in the products and possibly even in the business. But she, you can just tell, she is on another level. She is on automatic.
Mm-hmm.
She is excelling at a high level and she's doing it on automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She reminds me of like the great musicians of the world, the great guitarists who are just, the guitar becomes like an extension of their body. They're so familiar with it because of how much time they've spent with that instrument.
Mm-hmm.
I could say without a shadow of a doubt, Sharla has probably taught or at least gone through her practice or script or whatever you say at least 1,000 times. And sure. I mean that. I'm not even like overdoing it. I even feel like she probably done it more than that. But, and I can guarantee that nowhere at any, well, it's rare that in all those thousands of times she was pumped and excited to do it.
No. The hard stuff is never fun. It's not the fun stuff. It isn't. It's the stuff that makes you grow. The hard stuff makes you grow. The hard stuff grows your business. It pushes you. It pushes you out of your comfort zone, and because nothing good happens there. The hard stuff is hard for a reason. If it were easy, everybody would be killing it in this business, and we wouldn't be paid as much as, and network marketers wouldn't be paid as much as they're paid, because everybody's just winning, or entrepreneurs wouldn't be, you know, doing better than employees, because everybody could do it if it were easy. But the hard stuff is hard for a reason. Makes you grow. And everybody does the hard stuff in spite of themselves and wanting to do it. They have a wantingness to grow, so they'll do the difficult things to achieve, you know, that growth, because that's what they're wanting. It's not, they don't want the hard stuff. They want the growth, you know? So you do the things that others won't do so you can have the other things, the things that others can't. That's a quote I've always had in my sample case since I first started this business.
I remember that. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And you had it taped to the inside mm-hmm. of it.
I did.
Can you remember as a child, being taught that by your parents?
Yeah.
How did your parents teach you that as a child? Do you remember?
By forcing me to practice.
Yeah.
By force. They taught it by force.
It's okay. It's true.
I have a gift of music. I can sing, and I can sing well. And I was born with talent, but talent only gets you so far. You have to harness it, and you have to work it, and you have to perfect it and control it. And I had a big voice, very big voice, and it was difficult to control at a young age. So I had to work hard. Accused of being a natural. And they didn't know that my mom had me singing in front of every person that walked into our house. Every person. Sing for them, Angela. Sing for them. Angela's trying to practice. Angela, sing for your grandma. She would hold the phone in my face and have me sing for people. Just so I was constantly singing for people so that the fear would go away. And then I would just get better and better and better at performing with people. But I learned that the only way to get better than everybody else was to do those things. You have all the people come into your music class and they had a cute gift, you know, but they never did anything to perfect that gift. It was very few people would come into our music class having studied the way some of the top singers studied. And they were good. They were okay. They could sing on pitch, but there was nothing like those that, like my friend Kevin, who went on to sing on Broadway and now sings professionally all over the world. He trained himself. He took the lessons. He got the coaching. He performed in the place he didn't want to perform just to get the experience.
Usually I'd say he probably spent a lot of money on coaching.
He spent a ton of money, because if you want to be better, you've got to pay people who know how to get you there. It's just the way it is. And that's in every level. It's like Eric Worre talks about it in his book. When you go pro, when you look at the professionals in every profession, they don't just like, I'm going to be a professional basketball player. So I'm going to just going to practice whenever a ball shows up in my hands. Man, you know, if I see a court, I'm just going to shoot a ball and be like, done. I'm a weekend warrior. No. I watched professional basketball my whole life. My brother was a professional basketball player, and he never left the gym. It's all he ever did. And he played on the professional level. And everybody else would wonder when he would come and play church warrior ball. Everybody else would call it unfair. And he's like, I deserve this. I earned this. I earned this ability to just dominate you, because I've been beat up my entire life to become as good as I am. So suck it. Yeah. You know, it's professionals. Yeah, yeah. It's like you don't find lawyers that are just idiots who got their license out of a Cracker Jack box. They become professionals. It's the same thing. You have to do the tough stuff to become amazing. You have to. People will say things like, I would never do Diamond Club. Okay. Have fun. Some people can do that. Other people cannot. People cannot. You have to do the tough stuff to get really good. And until you make that decision, you're going to be hanging around Averageville for a long time.
I mean, that's basically it, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to do what everybody else does, then you are average.
You're the average of everybody else.
I don't want to make it seem like that's some kind of bad thing, but it's really about like just being honest with yourself. If you want to be average, then guess what? You succeeded, and that's cool. Congratulations.
Some people don't even get to average. They're not willing to do the work to get to average. But the reality is you decide. People don't join network marketing to be average. They actually join it to find success, but things get tough and they end up just doing what the average person who joins network marketing does, and that average person barely ever does enough to get their product paid for.
I think the average person gets gung-ho, gets fired up, goes out there, gets a few yeses and then a lot more no's, and then slows down and then sort of quits without admitting that they've quit.
Absolutely.
And then they do it sporadically. And so they get sporadic results. I think that's what the average person does. Because, you know, when working with people like we do and seeing them come and go and then come back again sometimes, we have a pretty good perspective on what the average person does when building a network marketing business.
Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things that the average person doesn't do?
The average person doesn't do.
That grammar is probably that, way
I,
off.
I can't even, dissect that.
What comment. Are some of the things that the average person does? No. What are things that great people do in this business that the average people don't? I think we just talked about it. I'm sorry.
I'm jacking up this question. I don't know what you're saying, but I will answer the above.
Sorry, laughing.
The professional finds opportunity in all situations.
Okay, that's good.
Whereas the average person finds roadblocks.
And use them as excuses on why they can't do it.
The professional is optimistic, where the average person is pessimistic. That's reality of our life today. The top earners, they are people who breathe life into and add value to the lives around them. The average person sucks the life out of them. That's just reality. This is reality, people. I want you just to think about yourself and the people you hang around with and the people that you see that you see. And I don't want to make this a negative thing, but you have to look at what do you want to be? And if you want to be just better than the average, that's great. If your goal wasn't to be the best, that's cool too. You get to do what you want as an entrepreneur. It is totally in your hands. There is no right or wrong way. But I will tell you that there are things that the rock stars do that the average person just won't do. They won't do. They won't. You know, the rock stars in this business, when I talk to like Elise Chedevi, she would do 5 to 6 classes a week. Sometimes 2 to 3 a day.
And, yeah. And there are people who will say, I could never do that. I don't know that many people. I'm not that, I don't have that much time or whatever. And that is cool.
Is cool. If you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. Elise knew she could. That other person who says there's no way I could do that, they were right. They can't. And that's cool. That's fine. It's your choice.
I had a somebody who is in our business, actually. I just met with her last week. She had a class scheduled. It was an online class. And the computer program that she was using wasn't working. And she had laryngitis. Like full-on laryngitis. But she really wanted to do this class. She oiled up. She sucked it up. She figured out a different program, funneled everybody into that program, and taught the class anyway.
Great.
And so when I said to her, look, I don't care what kind of results you got, but this is the kind of person that I want to work with because you're going to figure out a way to get it done because you obviously wanted to get it done. You can't argue with that. Like, you know what I mean? You can't argue with the logic that this person wants to do it when they go through that. So how many times have you heard someone say, I can't do the blank today because I've got blankety blank and blankety blank.
Every day. Every day for the last 5 years. Unless I don't talk to people that day. Every single day.
Yeah.
And some of my better leaders too. Every day I hear it from them. I've heard it from them at least once a week for the last however many years I've been doing this.
So I hope people who are listening to this are going, oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one.
You're not the only one. But I encourage you, because you're listening to our podcast proactively, I encourage you to take a different path. You know, don't let your excuses be anything that detrimental to your business. Everybody has excuses, but they also have a reason why. So choose why you want to do this and not an excuse. Because honestly, it doesn't matter what your excuse is. Anyone will do. Anyone is just fine. So I encourage you to, you know, do what the diamond does. Pick a diamond, pick a blue diamond, pick a presidential diamond, pick a double presidential diamond, pick someone and do what they do and get to where you want to be. And don't stop till you get enough. Don't stop till you get it.
And then keep going.
Be relentless for what you want. And when you're relentless, you don't let little things like excuses stop you. You just don't.
I love it. I hope you guys are fired up right now. So here's what Angela and I have been doing. All we do is we build our business and we try to make it so that there's stuff available for anybody who's not in our business, because we've been getting messages for years about people who don't have supportive uplines, and for whatever reason, this is not to shame anybody. This is
just what they believe. And you don't need an upline. You don't need an upline to be successful.
Well, whatever, right? My point is that we're trying to help solve problems. And so we've got our website. It's eddieandangelavia.com. Go on there, sign up. We've got awesome trainings in there. It's $29 a month. That's it. You definitely won't miss the $29, but you will love the trainings that we've got in there. We've got two more trainings coming up this month. One on time management, which you're going to be doing, which is awesome. You're going to be teaching specifically what the 40-40-10-10 is. Yeah. That, for those of you guys who don't know what that is, you're going to have to sign up and find out. Trust me on this. You're also going to be teaching in there how you break down your entire presentation, which is awesome. Yeah. I've seen your presentation training. It's amazing. And so what we're trying to do is give you guys opportunities to do things that most people won't do. So, and which is, you know what, I'm sorry to say this, but a lot of people don't want to invest money into themselves.
No, they don't. Which is harsh. It's so sad to see, because you're the one investment that will always pay off.
This is it right here, guys. If you are going to spend money and time on something, make it on building your skills, right?
Yeah,
sure. And, you know, when you see options, then you have more hope. And when you have hope, you work. That's it. You do the work. I love it. So sign up for that website. Do it now and you're doing something different. Also, Angela's got some webinars coming up this week. Find us on Facebook. Follow us. We'll be putting everything we've got out available for anybody, whether you're in our organization or not. If you're looking for a business, if you're looking for a team to work with, ours is it. So how you get a hold of us is you look on our show notes. You've got our email address, which is mamaslittlebiz@gmail.com.
That's right.
And check us out there. So Angela, final thoughts and then wrap it up. Let these people be inspired to go out and start doing some work.
Well, real quick, my birthday is this week. And on my Instagram, I'm actually giving away a gorgeous diffuser necklace created by my good friend Andrea. And she has a beautiful jewelry business. So I encourage you to check out our Instagram, mamas_little_biz. On Instagram, and look out for that giveaway.
Wait, you're giving away something on your birthday?
Yeah, what's up actually with that? All week long.
Wow.
It's like, okay. Angela's favorite things. Direct sales style. No, actually, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is my birthday. Monday, I'm giving away something. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. And then on Friday, on my Instagram, will be Andrea's gorgeous creation of my favorite necklace. So it'll be lots of fun. Anyway, you know what? Do the things that others won't do so you can have the business that others don't. It's worth it. I may have sounded like it was so awful to live and exist, but I'm just in a bad mood. But you know what? You do the things that others don't do. You just do them. And then your business grows. And then you have a, you're thankful for everything that you did in the early days to do it. I encourage you to do the things, honestly, that the average person just won't. I promise it will be worth it. So with that, thanks for hanging in there with me in my bad mood Sunday. It happens to the best of us. Stay away from the media. They will suck your soul out. For Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.